Mitch McConnell is 84 years old, and he has now been absent from public life for more than 70 days. Newly surfaced C-SPAN footage from a June 4th Voterama. That's the Senate's marathon amendment voting session that typically runs through the night. Shows McConnell sitting essentially motionless for hours, and this footage was captured 10 days before he disappeared from public view. We don't have a formal medical statement explaining his condition. His office has been cryptic, and the Senate has continued to function without him. But the political questions are unavoidable.
What makes this particularly resonant is what's happening simultaneously on the term limits front. Trump said this week that he's okay with term limits. And while the president has floated this idea before without real legislative follow-through, the timing alongside McConnell's prolonged absence isn't accidental. Term limits have always been a bipartisan polling winner, around 70% support in most surveys, but a legislative non-starter because the people who would vote on them are the people who would be limited by them. Trump expressing openness to the idea while the Senate's longest-serving Republican leader is absent from public life for over 2 months is the kind of political moment that shapes the conversation heading into midterms.
The age and fitness debate in Congress cuts across party lines, but the McConnell situation is acute because of his specific institutional role. He's the Senate's most powerful Republican institutionalist. Whatever you think of his politics, his absence creates a leadership vacuum on the GOP side of the chamber that doesn't have an obvious successor. John Thune is the majority leader, but McConnell's informal influence over Republican caucus dynamics has been the connective tissue of Senate Republican governance for nearly two decades.
The White House staff exodus story connects to this broader political picture. Reports are now pointing to a wave of departures ahead of the 2026 midterms. Aides, advisors, and communication staff who are exiting while there's still time to land private sector positions before the election season locks hiring. This is a well-documented pattern in second-term administrations, but the midterm pressure accelerates it. Every departure takes institutional memory with it, and every departure also becomes a potential source for unflattering media coverage.
Which brings us to Scott Jennings, the CNN commentator whose meetings with White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles about the press secretary job have now been confirmed by three sources. Caroline Leavitt hadn't even announced her departure when Jennings was apparently already in conversations. What's remarkable about this is the transparency of the process, or rather, its sudden lack of transparency. Jennings has been a visible Trump defender on CNN, which is essentially an audition for exactly this kind of role. The White House didn't publicly deny the meetings when the story broke, which itself is informative.
It's also worth noting what this says about the administration's media strategy. Selecting a commentator who's been in the CNN ecosystem, even as a conservative voice on that network, is a different kind of appointment than previous press secretaries. Jennings is fluent in the adversarial briefing room dynamic in a way that someone who's only been inside Republican communications circles might not be. Whether that makes him more or less effective in the role is genuinely debatable.
The CDC director story belongs in this same administrative turbulence frame. The new director, appointed after the previous leadership upheaval at the agency, opened by apologizing to staff and vowing to speak truth to power. That's a remarkable public statement for a day one address. It signals an awareness that the CDC's credibility with its own workforce has been damaged, and it's a deliberate signal to career scientists and public health professionals that this leadership team sees them as an audience worth addressing directly. Whether the apology translates into institutional change is a much longer story.